This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Freaking first cut. Golly.
Welcome to the First Cut Podcast. I'm Rick Gaiman, and this is your round two recap for this week's American Express. Joining me to break it all down is Patrick McDonald. Hello, Patrick.
What's up, Rick? How's your Friday going?
It's good, man. I got a lot of work done today. I did a lot of data stuff. I had the golf on here, just keeping an eye on everything. It was good. How was yours?
Nice. Mine was all right. It got off to a pretty rocky start. I've been a big vitamin boy, or as Bear Grylls would say, vitamins.
Vitamins.
This year, and I kind of took my zinc. I've always been a zinc guy, but I took my zinc on an empty stomach this morning, Ooh. And it really knocked me on my butt.
So these are not Flintstones vitamins then?
Now I'm on, you know, I'm taking the fish oil, I'm taking the B, the C, the D, pretty much the alphabet, zinc, and then you just pee it all out like bright neon nuclear yellow. You feel like Superman.
Do you think that's what Superman's urine looks like?
If I had to guess, honestly.
All right.
I mean, it's really just the vitamins. You're peeing all of them out.
I don't have a great transition to get us back on track here.
Who was Superman today?
Sam Burns looked a lot like Clark Kent. No, let's get into it. The golf courses, I mean, listen, they are just shredding this place. There's still a couple guys out on the course at the moment, but I think it was even easier today than it was yesterday. The stadium course at 3 strokes under par. The Nicholas tournament course at 4.2 under par. La Quinta played a hair more difficult, 3.8 strokes under par compared to, I think yesterday it was 4.5 below par.
Yeah, I'm hoping the stadium course plays a little more difficult tomorrow. There's been a little mini trend sort of La Quinta, Nicholas Stadium guys winning this event. I think 4 out of the last 7. And then you look at the top 25 of this leaderboard right now, and I think 14 of them are on that course rotation
now. Do you know why, Patrick?
I understand it's the easiest, and then you get to play the same course 2 days in a row, and you don't have to change greens and everything.
No, they're the better players. They're the guys. Yeah. They handpick guys to play the stadium course on Saturday and Sunday for television. So Scottie Scheffler, Patrick Cantlay, Sam Burns, all of these guys are in that rotation.
Okay, well, now that you say that, it makes a lot of sense, but I disagree.
That's fine. You can disagree.
You're definitely right.
The leader, let's just get to him. He got us on a 59 watch at the Nicholas tournament course. It was Sam Burns, who has been electric this week. He had 2 eagles, one on the par 5 fourth, one on the par 5 11th. He cards a bogey-free 61, and Patrick, he has not made worse than birdie on any par 5 this week. He is currently playing them at 10 under par. He's pretty locked in.
Pretty locked in. Has a great history at this event. He's kind of the guy in these this is a Gen Pop event, but it's kind of like a good Gen Pop event, right? With the field, with Xander, Cantlay, Scheffler. Burns always pokes his head in this type of event, and you just look at his hat. He wanted all the smoke today. A pair of eagles.
Did you see that they changed the shot tracker to emit smoke?
I saw that on Taylor Montgomery's, and I was like, what the hell is that?
I thought it'd be cool, like in old like NHL video games, where if you took a slap shot, it would have like the like the fire behind it, that if you hit one over, I don't know, 180 ball speed, it should start smoking.
Yes, he should do that. I think Minwoo reached like a buck 95 on one of his tee shots today. But back to Sam Burns, I think he's properly rated, but he's underrated in how much he wins, if that makes sense. Because wins this event,
every time he contends, he wins. It feels like
he is a certified closer, and if he wins this event, it will be number six in less than 70 starts, which would put him like around 9% during that span, which is ludicrous, really. And for him, it's obviously a POS putting contest, which plays right into his hands. He's a phenomenal putter, but that kind of goes both ways, where if it does fall off a little bit, he's on the difficult stadium course because TV executive Rick wanted him there on Saturday.
Buddy, if I was the TV exec, it would look vastly different than it does right now.
And so I think he might not struggle as the front runner of the last half, but I think this tournament is very, very far from over, just because the putter holds a lot of volatility in general, and there's a lot of great names behind him. But like you said, he's a great closer. It's just going to be about getting to those last nine holes, you know, still in the lead or still within a stroke.
17 under par for Sam Burns. One shot behind Michael Kim, who is on the same rotation as Burns, La Quinta Nicholas Tournament course and then stadium course for two rounds. And this round here on Friday was highlighted by three straight birdies from 10 through 12. He did it again with another birdie streak from 14 through 16. Michael Kim has one of the most interesting long-term like career trajectories, Patrick. Obviously, he misses a ton of cuts, goes out and shoots a tournament record at John Deere, wins that, misses like 27 cuts in a row. Last year he played, was it last year or the year before? He like gets his card back through Korn Ferry. Now he's much more consistent, playing some of the best golf we've ever seen him play. It would be cool to see Michael Kim win this.
Are you a fan of his on Twitter? Do you follow him?
I do. And I'm not like a disciple. I'm not like a Michael Kim right, but I think he is definitely in the upper echelon of professional golfer tweeters, because he gives us behind the scenes stuff. He gives us like what he's actually thinking in the moment. So yes, I'm a fan of Michael Kim on Twitter. Yeah.
Okay. Cool. I just had to ask that question. But yeah, it was last year where he kind of resurfaced, played well, I think, on one of the island events, and then I think he was in the mix at Quail Hollow a little bit as well. And then kind of meh summer, played well at the Wyndham Championship too. And here we are coming into 2024. And truthfully, I'm on the other side of the aisle with you, Rick.
Okay. I knew you had to be getting at something. So what has he done to aggrieve you? Are you blocked by Michael Kim?
No.
All these spats all the time.
I haven't interacted with Michael Kim. I think I've replied to one of his tweets a little, might have been after a few drinks. But
what's the problem with Michael?
I think he's a bit clickbaity. I think he's a little, he kind of farms a little bit, coming from old McDonald, the engagement farmer himself. He kind of gives me a little Lou Stagner. And there's the Sherman guy as well. Those people who are just tweeting out, pick one, drive it 300 yards for the rest of your life. Approach shots, hit the green in regulation, make every single 30 footer on the greens. Which do you choose? He gives me that vibe a little bit.
Can I tell you that? So I've met Lou Stagner in person. He's a wonderful guy.
Okay.
Just an absolute wonderful guy. I don't always agree with what he tweets out, but I think he's a wonderful guy. I like that you're out here naming names.
It's 2024, baby.
Oh man, you're in. You're in.
Yeah. I'll be blocked soon enough by those individuals. But it's a great round from Michael Kim. He's been playing some much better golf since his return to the PGA Tour. I think in general, it would be a very popular win outside of the few curmudgeons on the internet, myself included. And so he gets he's on that same rotation. So the TV executives obviously like Michael Kim as well. So I'm rooting for him, despite what I just said. 9 under. You always talk with these guys. It's a little different this week because every course is so easy. It's tough to follow up a good round with another one. We saw that out at Xander Schauffele a little bit today. And it will just be interesting to see if he can keep it going.
Yeah, to put a bow on those Michael Kim results, best results from last year, T11 at Pebble. The fifth place finish at Puerto Rico was the tropical event that you were looking for. The seventh place finish at Quail, that was the Wells Fargo Championship. He had a T6 at the Charles Schwab, and he had a T5 at the Wyndham. Those were pretty significantly far and away his best results of the year. He is going to enter the weekend one shot off the lead. Then we start to get a really big logjam. Couple guys at 15 under, KH Lee, Nick Dunlap, the amateur, which would be pretty cool. And then just army of guys at 14 under. We'll start with Patrick Cantlay. He is on that same rotation that we've already alluded to. He's going to go to the difficult or more difficult stadium course on Saturday. A little bit of a slow start. He was only 1 under at the turn. He was able to pile a couple of birdies on his second nine, which was the front nine of the golf course, and get this thing in at 6 under 66, keep himself very much in this tournament. But, you know, it's the American Express, Patrick. This Patrick is always in the mix.
He looks great in that photo. And if I am Sam Burns, this is the name on the leaderboard that scares the heck out of me. He's kind of just been Mr. Consistent for the last year, 2 years, pretty much. And he has the course record at the stadium course, that 11 under 61, I believe in 2021, when Siwoo Kim
on Sunday
won. And he just hasn't really done anything phenomenal yet this week. Just two really good solid rounds. You look at pretty much every metric over whatever time span you want, and tee to green wise, he's like second to Scottie Scheffler in all of them. You take away Ludvig, who played 11 starts last season. Cantlay's number one in par five scoring. He's number one in birdie or better. I think he's number one in par four scoring as well. It's just the par threes that get him. So I'm pretty interested to see how he plays those par threes over the weekend, because if there is any bite in the stadium course, I would argue it's those par threes. Some of them are quite long. The one on the front, 17s, I know it's a short iron in, but it can you know, test your nerves a little bit. So I think he is the guy heading into the weekend, just given how well he's played the past year and a half, how due he is for a victory, and just how much he likes the stadium course, it seems.
The duel that we got from Patrick Cantlay and Siwoo Kim a couple of years ago could happen again. Siwoo is also in at 14 under par, T5, same number as Patrick Cantlay. But the guy who is actually going to win this golf tournament is Eric Cole, 14 under par. He just shot an 8 under 64 at La Quinta. He has already played the stadium course. There will be no bright lights on him on Saturday. He's going to go to the Nicklaus tournament course, which played the easiest today on Friday. He beat the draw on Thursday. He might end up with the good draw on Saturday, going to Nicklaus on Saturday. And it is time for Eric Cole to break through and win a golf tournament.
This course has been very kind to PXG staffers.
I like
Hudson Swafford, twice a winner.
Love this.
And so he could continue that tradition of one Bob Parson. But Rick, I don't know if it's one of those situations where I know he's still very, very new on the PGA Tour. He just won freaking Rookie of the Year. Is he the guy to emerge from a Sam Burns, a Patrick Cantlay? I think Scottie Scheffler is not too far behind. Sung JM's not too far behind. Siwoo Kim. Is Eric Cole that good of a player to emerge from that pack, in your opinion?
Just when you least expect it, Eric Cole is going to steal one. I mean, he goes out, he shoots a 63 at the tournament course, gets to 23 under going into Sunday. He flips the script. Then he just has to kind of hold on and shoot, you know, a 67 at the stadium course, which he has already shot a 66 at this week. And that's all she wrote.
It's
the math.
Who do you have for one and done?
I have Eric Cole for one and done. Is there a bit of a bias coming out right now?
The truth comes out. You said the quiet part out loud, Rick. Yeah. But I mean, it's been very cool to see this guy just continue to rack up paycheck after paycheck, top 10 after top 10. So I said Patrick Cantlay's due. Cantlay's more due than Cole, in my opinion. But Cole's certainly top five on that list of do-ness.
the dew point, we should have a report.
Oh, I like that. Yeah. TM that.
Yeah, who's most due? We will continue this conversation, which is obviously incredibly valuable, with some more who are in the mix. Plus, we will take a look at the betting favorites. But first, we're going to take a quick break and hear a word from our partners.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And we're back. Let's just bop around a little bit, Patrick, and see what we can find. Minwoo Lee currently in a tie for 11-65-66 to open up his week. The 66 that he shot here on Friday was at the Stadium Course. And, you know, you start looking around, Patrick, guys that have really high expectations for this year, Minnie's probably close to the top of that list.
Of new PGA Tour members, 100%.
Yeah, no, I just mean like chatter. I'm not saying like obviously Scottie Scheffler, Victor Hovland, Rory McIlroy, but I'm talking about like bursting on the scene and expected to have immediate success.
I made a joke in my newsletter towards the middle of December when he won in Australia that everyone who was filing their breakout candidates of 2024 and had Minwoo Lee at number one, it's just like, sorry, buddy, you got to edit it. This guy's already breaking out. Mm. And so I do agree with that point for he's not a relatively unknown. I mean, he won the U.S. Junior. He's won a bunch over or a few times overseas. And so you combine that with his swagger, the sunglasses, the mustache, and there's a lot of excitement, especially, like I said earlier, 195 ball speed. That is dumb. And then you see him with the flop shots coming down the stretch. I think this round was probably the best score he could have put together. 13, he hits the ball in the water on the par three, makes a putt from off the green to save par. A couple other ridiculous up and downs, including the flop shot on 18. And overall, I'm looking at the stats right now. He gained 4 strokes around the green. He lost over a stroke on approach, which isn't fantastic. If the numbers are correct that I'm looking at,
The numbers have been a mess this week.
That seems to be. I saw Sungjae Im make an eagle on the par five, and then they took it back. I'm like, what are we doing here, volunteers?
I actually got an email from the PGA Tour that said they acknowledge, which I've never gotten before. They acknowledged a significant shot link outage yesterday that like screwed some stuff up.
Wow. Breaking news from the desk of Rick. But I would love to see Minwoo Lee contend. And it's a big week for him. He's not in the signature events yet. He's outside the top 40. So a couple good starts here, and the Farmers would inch him closer to that top 30 mark. Maybe he can get in on the Aeon Swing 5, but who knows how that thing freaking works if Grayson Murray's number one and he won the tournament. So it seems to me that he probably needs to win one of these next 2 weeks if he wants to get into Pebble Beach and the rest of the signature events. And I'm a little concerned about the iron play, to be honest with you.
Did they announce? I think they did the Pebble Beach sponsors invites.
Yeah, they're on the website. I went on like a full on detective mode. I was so confused. I even reached out to the PGA Tour people overseeing the AT&T. So it's going to be Malnati, Webb Simpson, Pebble Beach's very own Maverick McNealy, and then that came from golf.com's Sean Zaks.
I saw those. Sean Zock.
Zock. Oh, okay. Maybe that should have a little thing over the Zock. And on the website, Adam Scott is listed. So I believe he's going to be the fourth. Pac-12 After Dark is alive and well. That is three Pac boys and Maverick McNealy. And then what they're going to do, since it is a pro-am, the field, it's the only signature event that is set at 80 players. And so to get to that number, they're going to use those players who finished 61 in the FedEx Cup until they get to 80. So like number 61, number 62, number 63, and so on.
So this is 80. What are the other signature events?
They're just, there's no set. Yeah, it's not set.
Based on the qualifications, whatever number that might be. It's like the Masters, right? Just however many people qualify.
Correct. Because I was so confused. I was looking at the list and players from 61 to 69 were on it. I'm like, Alex Noren's not in the field for this. Thomas Dietrich, like, what are we doing here? And then I reached out and got some clarification.
My larger point was, I'm surprised Minwoo Lee did not get a sponsor's invite.
Buddy, you're telling me, or you could even argue a past champion like a Daniel Berger.
I mean, hat tip to Peter Malnati, but
the Pack boys are looking after their own.
I don't like that, Patrick. I do not like that.
I don't either.
Let us find Xander Schauffele here. Probably played himself out of this on Friday, 69, 3 under par at the Nicklaus Tournament Course. He dropped 21 spots. He's in a tie for 26. That's about all she wrote for Xander.
11 under is half a dozen back. He is playing the Stadium tomorrow. Yeah, of course. He's
of course one of the he It's a big name.
Yes, of course. Yeah, I mean, this is vintage Xander Schauffele, I think. Just a vintage week for Xander Schauffele. I think he will be perfectly positioned for that backdoor top 10. I will say last year, coming off that weird back injury at Kapalua, he kind of, I think he shot 62 in the final round. So he likes the course. He's capable of doing it, but you see the opening 36, and if he finishes the week at 22 under and five off the win, I think that's the most likely scenario.
Let us assume that the cut line is going to be 12 under par. I think that's a reasonable assumption, 11, 12, 13, something like that. Let's go with 12. Zalatoris needs a 5-under round to get there. Ricky Fowler needs to go 6 deep to get there. Grayson Murray, last week's champion, needs to go 7 low to get there. I'm just kind of scrolling through some of the guys that are unlikely to be around for the weekend. Michael Block probably needs to shoot an 11-under round on Saturday. I guess that is possible, though not likely. So we are going to see a couple of higher end names, at least, not play on Sunday.
Tom Kim needs to shoot 8-under, most likely. I should have known. I should have known that of all the people to ruin the streak. That I got a phone call yesterday saying it was like 30 weeks in a row, but I had to tell him to cool it down. To ruin the streak, Tom Kim, if you had to pick one player on the PGA Tour, makes the most sense. Just given our history together, our back and forth relationship, it truly is a calls coming from inside the house situation with Tom Kim ruining the positivity parlay.
I thought you got a call from Vegas saying, Patrick, please stop, stop. You're killing us. You're killing us. We're begging you here.
No, what they actually did, they're like, oh man, we're so sorry. Here's a few nights free on us if you want to come. I heard they only give those to the winners, right, Rick?
Yeah, that's right. Only the winners. That's right. Nobody else. Only the best get that. Absolutely correct. Speaking of the odds board, let's see it, Josh. We've got the board ready to rock and roll here. As far as I am aware, there it is. Sam Burns, the favorite to win the 2024 American Express, plus 350. Patrick Cantlay at 6-1 and Eric Cole at 9-1, the only three golfers in single digits. You can get Minwoo Lee and Adam Hadwin both at 12-1, along with Michael Kim. You can get KH Lee and Siwoo Kim at 18-1. You can get Nick Dunlap at 20, and you can get anybody else in the entire field for longer than that.
Quick note on Nick Dunlap.
Sure.
So he's only a sophomore. He's looking to become the first amateur since
Phil
Mickelson in 1990.
Dude, am I just the like? You actually just gave me like one of the three questions that I absolutely knew off the top of my head.
In 1991 to win on the PGA Tour. But the wrinkle with Nick Dunlap and the PGA Tour university ranking is he's not counted towards it yet. He's only a sophomore. So if he wants to get his PGA Tour card via an avenue not winning on the PGA Tour, he has to go through the Left Lane, the accelerated program that Gordon Sargent just went through, not the Ludvig Åberg lane, if that makes any sense.
This is the point system, right?
Correct. And so he has 11 currently.
Now, so, by making the cut this week, he'd get another one.
Correct. Making a start, I think that's already in the point total.
He's in a couple majors.
Yes. So pretty much for him, like say he finishes 12th at the Masters later this year, that would be 4 points. So it'd be a point for a major start, a point for a major cut, and then two for a top 20 in a major. And then a top 10 in a PGA Tour event's only 1 point. There's a lot of different points. I wrote it in my article if you want to look it up on cbssports.com. But the point being is he needs 9 points. He's in this week. He's in next week at the Farmers as well. He's in the Masters. Does USAM winner gets into the US Open?
I don't know, but I would I'd be willing to bet on it.
Yeah. So he has all of that, including the college side of golf. Like if he wins the Haskins, it's 3 points.
What if he just wins this week?
Then you get your PGA Tour card.
But he doesn't get the money.
Correct. So second place could be big.
Yeah. So the way it works is everybody moves up a spot.
Mm-hmm.
So if you finish second to Nick Dunlap this week, you get the full, whatever it is, 1.8 million.
That would be vintage Cantlay or Xander.
It would be vintage. It would be vintage for Cantlay to get the full winner's share and knock. It would actually be better if Xander did it.
It would be like way too poetic.
It would be perfect.
I look at this board though, and I think you got to go deep. I really do.
Okay.
How deep? And I'm going, we were talking about our biases and saying them out loud earlier in the show with your one and done selection. I'm going to go with Sung J.M. I think around 45-1. He's 11 under, half a dozen back. He's at La Quinta Country Club, which is also a hotel tomorrow. And so if he puts together a round of, let's say 10 under, you know, just a little 10 under.
Sure, while we're at it, why don't we just give him a little 10 under tomorrow?
A conservative 10 under, 21 under. Let's say Burns shoots 4 under, boom, tied. That's how math works.
I think, I really do think Eric Cole is a good one. And I think Minwoo. I think Minwoo. Listen, like I think you said it earlier, like he kind of got the most out of it. I think there's a low one out there. He's going to go to an easier golf course. I think we're going to get a lot of movement on Saturday.
Okay, I will agree with that.
Okay. All right, well, we will be back Saturday night, Sunday night, whatever night is needed, but it'll just be Saturday and Sunday. Big thanks to producer Josh, who does all the hard work behind the scenes. That right there, Patrick McDonald, who you can find on X at P McDonald CBS. You can find me at Rick Run Good. This has been The First Cut. We'll catch you next time.
Everyone is talking about If.
I'm going to go on a limb here, but I like it. I love it.
It's original and heartfelt.
Ta-da!
And the must-see comedy of the summer that's perfect for the whole family.
This is just so exciting.
If. Rated PG. Now playing in theaters.